Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 817, How to Build a Home Gym According to Your Budget and Available Space by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs. Now, this topic is something that hits close to home, pun intended, with me. I recently installed a home gym because I got tired of going to the gym and waiting for the equipment and having to deal with listening to their music. Look, I'm finicky about my music, okay? Plus, I didn't like having to pay that monthly fee. I realized that if I were to just invest in some equipment right now, I could recoup that money that I'm paying in monthly fees in no time. And sure enough, I did it. In fact, I'll share a picture with you that you'll be able to find on our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and our website. That way you can see what my home gym looks like. And it's nothing fancy. And before we hear what Nia has to say about this topic, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list every month. So if you want to be in the drawing, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And again, there you'll see a picture of my home gym too. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Build a Home Gym According to Your Budget and Available Space by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Creating a home gym depends on two main factors, your budget and the amount of available space. And I will say this, it's not mandatory to have a huge home gym. You don't need a lot of equipment. Sure, variety is nice, but you can get strong, lose fat, and build a healthier body with just a few tools. The amount of equipment you have isn't what's important. Making the most out of what you do have is what matters. That's something to keep in mind whether you start your home gym with one piece of equipment or 10. Money-saving tip. Save money by checking out local yard sales, Craigslist, used sporting goods stores, and even eBay. Now, let's check out some options according to your budget and available space. Body weight budget option. Body weight workouts don't always get the respect they deserve. Some people think it's not possible to get stronger, lose fat, and build muscle with bodyweight-only workouts. Another myth is that there's not much variety if you're just using your body weight. Both are incorrect. The bodyweight budget option is the solution for those with a limited budget and limited space. Another tremendous benefit is that this gym is also portable. Take anywhere, anytime. Here are the recommended equipment options for the bodyweight budget home gym. Suspension trainer. This is the first piece of equipment I recommend because it's not too expensive, it's travel-friendly, and allows for a lot of variety. If you can only get one thing, make it a suspension trainer. You can secure it in a closed door for most exercises, but it's helpful to be able to secure it to a bar or a beam or another sturdy object for exercises like chin-ups and leg curls. My favorite suspension trainer is the Jungle Gym XT. Next, a multi-grip pull-up bar, or a power tower. If you get a suspension trainer, you can loop it around something like a weight bar, a sturdy tree branch, a basement beam, or anything else. If I had to pick one of these, it would be the power tower because it would allow for a bit more variety and is better for performing assisted pull-ups and dips. You could also secure the suspension trainer to the pull-up bar for exercises like inverted rows, leg curls, fallouts, and other exercises. But if you have limited space, the multi-grip pull-up bar is a better option. great free weight home gym starter. Even if you want to do mostly free weight training at home, I still recommend a suspension trainer because of the variety it offers. Here are some great tools for free weight training that don't take up too much space or destroy your budget. The first, adjustable dumbbells. I have PowerBlock adjustable dumbbells in my home gym, and I love them. This particular set adjusts from 2.5 to 50 pounds in 2.5 pound increments. They're compact, so they don't take up much space, and mine have proven to be incredibly durable, and they're much cheaper than an equal set of individual dumbbells. Plus, with this particular set, you can increase the weight by as little as 2.5 pounds. Some additional tools complement the adjustable dumbbells very nicely. I also have a compact stand for the dumbbells. This stand was cheaper than the other options, but has proven over the years to be plenty safe and durable while taking up less space in my home gym. It's nothing fancy, and you could get away without one, but this is much easier to adjusting the weight of the bells and better than picking the dumbbells off the floor every single time you use them. An expansion set is also something to consider for your adjustable dumbbell set. For my adjustable dumbbells, I got an additional 20-pound expansion set, so each dumbbell goes up to 70 pounds. You'll likely outgrow the 50-pound dumbbells at some point, but you may not need to get the 20-pound expansion initially. You could purchase this later on, but it's definitely worth considering. And then there's the adjustable weight bench. You can still perform a wide variety of dumbbell exercises without a weight bench, but having one is great for variety. There are dozens of options, but I recommend getting one that's adjustable for more versatility. A bench that folds up is great if you need to save space. Larger budget and more space. If you want maximum variety or want to perform barbell exercises, the next step would be to get a great barbell set and a power rack. The 300-pound barbell set. This is the standard barbell set. Don't go super cheap here, otherwise you may find you have a low-quality bar or weight plates that aren't truly close to their given weight. I've heard some people say they got the cheapest set they could find, and some of the weight plates were off by a couple of pounds or more. The power rack. If you want to be able to squat and bench press safely, a power rack is a must, especially if you train solo. If you get a power rack, I recommend one with a pull-up bar and parallel bar dips. My power rack has these, and I love them. If you get a power rack with these features, then you definitely don't need the power tower I mentioned before. I purchased my power rack during a Christmas sale at my local Dick's Sporting Goods store. You may be able to find one on Craigslist or a used sporting goods store. More fun toys to consider. If your home gym has adjustable dumbbells, a weight bench, a suspension trainer, a barbell set, and a power rack, you've got plenty of options to keep you training with limitless variety. And yes, you could always add more toys depending on your budget, the available space, and your training preferences. Here are some other great items to consider. An adjustable weight vest. This is perfect for those who prefer bodyweight type workouts. A trap bar. This is my favorite bar for deadlifting. A safety squat bar. This is my favorite specialty bar for squats. A variety of resistance bands. Perfect for performing assisted pull-ups and dips, and for adding resistance to other bodyweight exercises. I'm sure you can think of more, but that's a great start. Important reminder. No matter what equipment you choose to get first, remember the most important things when it comes to achieving results from your workouts are 1. Use the best exercises. 2. Improve your performance gradually when possible. And 3. Be consistent. That is what matters most, regardless of how much equipment you have. You just listened to the post titled, How to Build a Home Gym According to Your Budget and Available Space, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So again, I'll share a photo of what my home gym looks like for you, and you'll find that on Instagram and Facebook and our website. And you'll see basically a picture of my garage. I did have room for a squat rack. I actually bought the same 300-pound dumbbell set that Neo was referring to. I purchased a row machine, and I went ahead and bought some of the hexagonal dumbbells. I am aware of the adjustable dumbbells, but because I like to do man makers, I thought the hexagonal ones would suit me better. But I was lucky enough that one of my friends donated his adjustable dumbbells to me, so I actually do have those as well, and they're fantastic. I also have a weight bench. I tried to get away with not having an adjustable weight bench, but I found that it's so much better to just have one, and I found a pretty decent one on Amazon. And after these initial purchases, I haven't really bought anything else. I haven't needed to buy more equipment, and I've had this home gym for over a year now. Now, the thing is, as Nia mentioned, don't invest in a home gym unless you plan to be consistent, plan to do things safely so that you don't get injured, and you perform exercises properly and you're doing the best exercises possible. Those are exercises like squats, deadlifts, bench presses, and pull-ups. And no, I'm definitely not an equipment snob. I love bodyweight exercises too. In fact, for many of my most favorite routines, I use no equipment at all. But the bottom line is you can turn almost any space into your home gym, and it doesn't have to cost much money at all. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for checking out our website and our Instagram and our Facebook pages. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.